I want to explore the state of soaring more. If you don't mind. There are authors of books and courses, gurus who seem to walk a foot off the ground. Then they turn around and document what they are doing, what they did to accomplish what they did. Not. My first experience of this whole idea of not teaching what you did to enter connecting, or soaring, or whatever you want to call it, was with Vianna Stibble. This woman published 2 books, has trained hundreds of teachers to be theta healers. I was intrigued. I did his exercises from his books and they worked. Except where he teaches how to connect. Then one time I found a video where she teaches it. My naked cleaner was there that day, and I called him over. I gave him the headphones to watch the YouTube video, and I watched the screen with him. And I realized that what she said and what she did were totally different. She had this half a page of guided meditation to connect, while what she did was exactly what I did. She jumped into the connection. Jumped slightly backwards and upwards. Clicked into it. No surprise that when I muscle tested, none of her students and teachers connected, while she did. I haven't tested her, maybe she doesn't connect anymore either. Although I don't know why she wouldn't. Connecting is easy and makes life more beautiful. Oh, just one more thing about Vianna Stibble, her soul correction is sharing the flame. Not. Her vibration now, 2021 is 100. No surprises there. Bob Scheinfeld, truth value, 1%. He still doesn't know what his secret is, so he can't teach it. I first read Bob, nowadays Robert, Scheinfeld in the 11th Element book. His claim to fame is his grandfather, the founder of Manpower Incorporated, the world's largest temporary help service, and a Fortune 150 company with sales in excess of $20 billion a year. The 11th Element, looking back from what I know today, is soaring. Or in my case, connecting. Entering the state of soaring. I'll use those 2 terms alternatively, they mean the same, reality has permission to change. So this famous grandfather taught 12-year-old Robert something he is doing to this day, but doesn't say. Because neither of them knew. I went to his live workshop, Busting Loose from the Money Game, back in 2008 in Virginia. I already knew how to connect, but didn't know it was needed to what he was teaching. I didn't know I could have benefited from his teaching. So I didn't enter the state of soaring and I didn't benefit. I got nothing, not a thing out of his teaching, other than theory. What he doesn't know, what he doesn't say is this: as long as you're in pedestrian mode, a brain state, your reality is fixed. Only when you can enter the soaring state can you allow reality to change. According to my muscle testing, many people do and have entered the soaring state routinely, and unknowingly. How many? Consciously? 1. Unconsciously, about 10,000. Here are 3 examples of connecting unconsciously, examples I am sure of. Jews. Some Jews wear a skull cap that barely covers their tangerine spot. It is always in danger of flying off, falling off, even if someone used a clip to fasten it to their hair. You wear it, if you are an observant Jew, all day, even at home. And to the synagogue only if you are not observant. Why and how this custom developed, I don't know. Maybe at some point I'll do some research, but for the purposes of this article it doesn't matter. At some point observant Jews lived in the state of soaring by virtue of their skull cap. Today there are a whole lot less observant Jews. And a whole less Jews who live in the state of soaring. But, and this is a guess, albeit source seconds it, it is easier for Jews to enter the state. Their DNA must have made some epigenetic shift through the ages when they constantly kept their attention of the small skull cap. Interesting? I would think so. Jesuits, until 1972, shaved part of their heads as part of entering the service. The area shaved is bare, and demands attention. And unwittingly connects the monk to source, puts him into the soaring state. And finally, the samurai shaved head. Put them reliably into soaring state. What does the state of soaring accomplish? When you are in the state of soaring, the past, what you firmly believe, become malleable. Ultimately, in ordinary, pedestrian brain state you preordain what can happen and what can't. And life is flat, or flattened, a world of no possibility. Robert Scheinfeld says it somewhat well, 7% truth value, in this short video. And, of course, he peddles some program that probably won't put you into soaring state. So will be wasted on you. I first entered the soaring state, that I can remember, I was about 28. Source says it wasn't the first time. Source says that in fact I habitually enter the state, but I didn't notice. You only notice a state change if you can suddenly do things you could not do before. In the soaring state you are not fixed, whereas in the normal state you are and is a fixed thing. In the fixed state I was stupid, I was not loved, I didn't deserve to be alive, but in the soaring state I didn't have those impediments. I do remember an incident with my father, but I won't share it here. It's not funny. Anyway, I entered the soaring state at age 28 through a hypnosis session. I didn't enter hypnosis, but I entered the state of soaring, and it stayed on for a long time. I was suddenly able to do the things I was sure before I could not do. I had no control over my state. And that is a problem. Of course, knowing what I know now, I could have done something with my hair, wear a bun, a clip, a ribbon on my tangerine spot. I know it would have looked ridiculous, but I would have had a better life. The soaring method, my course, is based on my deep knowledge of the invisible dynamics of the human condition, and the methods the two Russian magicians developed and documented in their books. Without being able to see the invisible dynamics, no teacher, no coach, no therapist can unlock them. Yeah, the job is to unlock. Unlock reality, your reality, so you can enter the soaring state and can be anything, anyone, do anything you could not in your normal state where reality is solid, unchangeable. And you are too. Unchangeable and unchanging. I've started to read a book my coach has been harping about for a long time, and I had a distaste for, Change or Die by Allah and Deutschmann. It is about people not able or not willing to change to save their lives. I am at the beginning of the book, just past the introduction, so if what I am saying is not true about the book, I apologize. But I can still tell you what I see. If the you is fixed for you, you can't change, won't change. Deutschmann says it with 70-90% certainty. And I second it. I deal with the same issue, that is why I started to teach the soaring method. Everything I can do is for naught unless you can change. All my energies, all my activators, all my courses. Unless you can change, it will be just a good time, an experience, mind candy. But no new life. You need to enter an altered state of consciousness. I teach too. The soaring method, 30%, and connecting to source, 70%. There may be more. This seems to be the path to witchcraft too. Truth value of the witchcraft site suggestions, 10% not very effective. But, and this is true, you can allow reality to change only to the degree that you can see what made you the way you are. The invisible dynamic. What made you the way you are? In yesterday's freedom session we unearthed some disturbing dynamics that without unearthing them, the student's relationship to their parents would not be able to change, and everything the parent has ever done or said about them would be still true. Now with the invisible dynamic we unearthed, it can all change. Hallelujah! One blockage gone. Many more to go. So now that the soaring method class is closed, what can you do if you'd like the future, and the future you to be different, free, happy, joyful, productive, fulfilled, connected? I recommend that you get the recordings of the ongoing class and follow along. And to be able to make sense of what I'm talking about, get the 53 Invisible Dynamics course, also recorded, so by the time I actually take new students to teach them the techniques of soaring, you are more than ready to soar. I am still uploading the episodes of the 53 Invisibles course to my mobile app, but they are ready for you on the desktop, aka website. Go to step 2. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/soaring. P.S. Okay, so here is a little summary of this article. There are people who can make things happen that are not ordinarily supposed to happen. My assertion is that they are in the state of soaring when they do that. It is not complicated or difficult to enter the state of soaring. But there is a science to it. And there is a trick to it. You can learn either. Some are described in this article. I once had a student who used one of the tricks and his life changed. But then he dropped it. And his life returned how it was before. It's like winning the lottery, unless you change, life will go back to how it was before. Or worse.